right, Big Love, and good afternoon, good morning to you and you and you. It is Give Back Jamaica time. Yes, Give Back Jamaica. I love to hear that sound. Give Back Jamaica. Hey, folks, we are on the ball. We're just trying to make something happen for the children in Jamaica. And you're a big part of it. You are a big part of it. Without you, this is not going to be possible. And I want to thank all of you who are hanging out with me this evening. And of course, the diva herself is coming in a little bit. Some little technicality. Something like that. When it's a welcome, I hope those of you who are somewhere in the thick of things, the storm, the rain, I hope you're taking care. Disaster strikes, they have no mercy. They have literally no mercy. We have fire and water at the same time. Some are burned down and some underwater. So you have to swim and you have to run. And you have to cool down, and you have to all of those good things, all of them put together. But I want to welcome you all. It's a tremendous, tremendous joy for me. Welcome you all out there, listeners, making this thing work for us. We're talking about championing the cause of young people who are in need, in particular, Jamaican kids. And zoom in a little bit closer, Crescent Primary, my alma mater. Yeah, that's why I kind of have a real passion for that school. So, I'm telling you, you heard us week after week talk about Crescent. And those of you who've been listening to CRS Radio Caribbean Radio Show for a while, you know, we're just here to help in whatever way we can. Help, help, help. This is the help station. So if you have a charity out there that you'd like to get some publicity for, and we have over 3.5 million listens all over the entire globe. Some places that folks listen to us, I cannot even pronounce the names. I'm going to be honest with you, for real. Some crevices and corners. And this is the power of internet radio. It is an absolute wonderful, you know, I don't know how we would have, can you imagine what life would be without this kind of media, www, internet? WhatsApp, I have to say WhatsApp, because once upon a time, you know, it was just so darn expensive to make a call. Now, we pay for the phone like a mortgage, but we can get absolutely free call, except you pay for your data and all of that stuff. But, you know, at least you can afford it. The money you pay for data per month is what you pay for 1 3-minute call or more. So I want to welcome all of you in. We have a tight show for you tonight. Just hold tight. Give us a call, 661-467-2407. The 661-467-2407 is the number to call. It's 661-467-2407 is the number for you to call in. We're going to have our sister Judith standing by with the report, and of course, the diva host, Ms. Cecile, just trying to get in to the studio. She will be in the studio in a little bit. So, well, hold on with us. Just keep it tight right here, keep it locked in, and we will be chatting up a storm. Hopefully, sometimes we do get an update out in Jamaica. But we may not. So I want to give a shout out to Miss Norty, Miss N, and Miss L, Miss Lewis, and of course the one and only Mr. Francis, who is right in our corner. And the students Students there, I want to say big up with you. Your resilience is just out of this world. A couple of reports that we want to zoom in on when we are looking at Jamaica. Just went through a little rainy, stormy weather there for a little bit and just kind of cooling down. But the COVID is the variant has been in Jamaica now for a little bit, and they're struggling in terms of getting the schools open. So, that's going to be a problem. And if that happens, that they have to close school again and not have in-person learning, it is going to be a difficult thing. Because some students, believe it or not, have not been to school since February. That's over a year. And we're going to talk a little bit about that coming up in the show, because sometimes we don't even realize how tough thing is in Jamaica, in some part of Jamaica, and some of parents and students who are having it. Hey, we are going to have a wonderful sister bringing in her part of the show and an update of and some of the charities and some of the donation, none other than our dear, wonderful sister Judith. Welcome into the show. How are you doing?
Thank you. How are you? How's everybody out there?
Everybody's fine. Just take it away. Take it away.
I'm kind of on the spot right now. I just want to say thank you to all those who have donated thus far, but we are still, and I'm going to say it again, we are still looking for donations. We need more shoes for students. We need not only shoes now, we're going to branch out into, what is it called? iPads? Not iPads. What is it called?
Tablets.
Students are going to need tablets just in case. And Sister Eve will talk more about that, or Dr. Eve will talk more about that in a little while. They're going to need tablets, because if there is not in-person learning at school face-to-face, and they're going to be home learning, they're going to need tablets in order to log on. The little cell phone is not going to do it, but, you know, I am going to say thank you to all those who have donated so far. We really appreciate it. And we have an update for you on the banking system. That has changed. So Eve will give you more details on that. Also, because we now have our own bank account, so that has changed. Donations can go directly to the bank or directly deposited to the bank. I just want to say one thing that I have experienced. If your bank is not hooked up with Zelle, you will not be able to deposit. Like do an online deposit from your debit card or account. So you will have to speak to your banking institution about how to go about doing the deposit. But thank you to all those who have donated. Again, I cannot express my thanks, but we still need more. So, you know, during the course of the show, please do call in and make your pledge, because we will welcome that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Diva herself, Sister Cecile.
Good evening to all my beautiful listeners. Good evening. Thank you, Sister Judith. Yes, ma'am. It's Sunday evening and we are rolling. It's Give Back time. Give Back Jamaica. This is your host. I mean, I come in late, but I'm here. Yeah.
You know, you're talking tonight about... You want the tambourine dance, my sister. You want the tambourine.
Yes, man. Yes. Late woman coming in. Yes, on tonight's show, we'll be talking about giving back to Jamaica, especially the Crescent College, now Crescent Primary and Junior High. I think it's Junior High, or is it Crescent Primary?
Yes, Crescent Primary
now. Crescent Primary. Okay. And we know that Crescent Primary has been a beacon to in education to all communities all over St. Catherine. You know, it's one of the oldest all-age primary school in Jamaica. Shout out to all the faculty and students of Crescent Primary, present
woo-hoo.
And past. Yeah, the school has a population of about 900 students, and we are begging for some of these students who are finding it hard. It's hard times. They're finding it real hard. You know, now the school boasts many past students who have gone on to become doctors, lawyers, teachers, you know, engineers, among others. And so we are begging. When we talk about giving back, we give back. Why we give back? We give back because it's our responsibility. We give back, especially to the institution which has given us our kickstart. You know, I was listening over the weekend on this new radio show in Jamaica, and I was listening to my alumni association, which is the Dintel Technical Alumni Association, and they have a new president, and he's working. He's really working. And when I listened to him, it dawned on me that It's the alumni institutions that are coming together and making things work for these past institutions. Yes, the government is doing, you know, a lot, but this is just a set thing. It's just like you have a cake and the government just give you the cake and the alumni is putting the icing on the cake. Right. So in giving back, we're not only helping these students just like a one-on-one thing. We are helping the community.
Yeah.
We're definitely helping the community. And I am so proud of this Give Back program. And I have seen, and, you know, listening and tuning in, and I'm seeing the success. We're rolling. We're going down the road. We're running along. So the program that we have instituted, like the scholarship program, And my favorite program in this cluster is the Kickers Club.
Ooh.
I really love the Kickers Club. I really love the Kickers Club. Really, really, really love the Kickers Club. Because, you know, when you don't have a shoe, let's say you're hungry, yes, you're hungry and you can't learn, but when you don't have a shoes on your foot, I mean, you know, especially nowadays, kids will bully you, you know, make you feel bad, and this will affect learning. I mean, everything comes together, really. I mean, a belly full and a shoes on your foot and a nice uniform and your ear combed nicely. If you're a boy, your hair cut nicely. If you're a girl, you have your nice hairstyle. I mean, yeah, you will learn. But if you're lacking in an area, I can tell you because I've been there, done that, gone to school hungry. Gone to school just with a little fried dumpling and little butter on it in the mornings and a cup of bush tea and gone to school. And you know, have no lunch for the rest of the day.
We're going to put the dumpling in the pocket, sister.
Yeah, man, I've been there, done that. So I know,
Asarasi tea you drink or Asarasi farla.
There was this bush that they used for edging, you know, to edge the fence edging. I don't remember what it named it, green and, it stays green.
Now, I know which one you're talking about. I'll remember it in a little bit. I can't believe it slipped my thing.
And fever grass.
Oh, my gosh, fever grass is nice, of course.
Yes,
of course.
And there was another bush There was another bush. It smelled nice. I mean, when it has some little, like a little fur on top of the leaves. I don't remember this bush.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking like. It's like a barsley.
Yes.
So you have different kind of barsley.
Yes, the one that grow wild in a bush.
Nuno barsley.
Nuno. 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 Yes.
Yes.
Sarsaparilla. Now, isn't it sarsaparilla? Sarsaparilla is a different. The sarsaparilla has a little kind of a, would I say, mintish kind of a. It's kind of a different. It's not sarsaparilla. It's not. It's certainly not Guinean weed tea.
Oh, no,
that's going to be horrible.
But I remember. Not the Guinean weed. Not the Guinean weed. But
Guinean weed is a stinking weed.
Guinean weed is a stinking one that you use when you have headache, man. You tie on your head when you have headache.
Uh-huh. And you burn for mosquitoes. You burn that for mosquitoes.
Yeah, you burn that for mosquitoes. So seriously, listeners, I mean, you know, give back something. Give back. You may not be this institution that you've attended, but give back. Your institution, your past institution needs you to give back.
Yeah.
No, Dr. Ev, I've been listening to a few conversations on WhatsApp, and I've been hearing that we are almost at 100 parachutes?
Yes. Our dear wonderful Sister Judith had talked a little bit about it at the top of the show, but I'll elaborate a little bit. And just before going into it, I do not have words to express my gratitude to the one and only Peter Gay Jones. Peter Gay sat on her computer, network, everybody I think that she could ever find on social media. And, of course, reaching out to her community, those at work, which has been tremendous, tremendous help to the students in Jamaica. Because of her effort, we're able to have 97 pairs of shoes today. Oh. And I just looked, and she posted somebody donated another pair of shoes. So that would bring our tally up to 98 pairs of shoes. So we want two more. If two people are listening today, right now to the shore, give us a call and make that pledge. 661-467-2407. Come on, guys. We just need two more to make that drum roll. And of course, we're going to do a shoe radiothon pretty soon, because we have about two and a half weeks before we make the presentation in Jamaica. A little bit of things might twist here and there, because, as I was saying, that the veteran is in Jamaica, yes. And so that is going to be, maybe by Monday we'll for sure know whether or not they're going to be having in-person classes. But whether or not in-person classes are going to go on, shoe is still going to get down there. Children still going to need their shoe, because I am doubtful whether or not they will have just virtual classes for the entire year. I think they're thinking about staggering it. I'm not too sure, but that was a conversation. So some student will be there on, say, Monday, and they would stay home another set. And this is to, you know, do the distancing and try not to have too many people in the classroom at the same time. However, if that is going to be the case, we're still in a very serious problem. I spoke earlier, talking about there since February that some students have not set foot in the classroom, whether it is whether it's virtual or certainly not in the classroom. And the reason why that was is because some people now have tablets. Then they have internet.
Okay.
So if they don't have tablet, now those who have them little internet or Wi-Fi, them don't have tablet. Those who have some kind of means, it's a little small little phone. You know how difficult that is to
some
work
with. Some of them using their phone.
Right.
Some of them are using their phone.
Exactly. So it is a challenge. And when you're using this phone to do certain things, it is more than a challenge. So folks, for those of you who are listening, if you have a tablet out there, if you have a laptop, call and let us know. Talk to us. What can you do? Your workplace sometimes may have tablets, or if you're working in a school, the school may be having older tablets, although we're going to try our best, especially older electronic. If something breaks down with it, sometimes it costs in Jamaica more to replace the tablet than to really try and fix it. So we try not to really even give older electronics where possible.
That makes no sense. That makes no sense. No
sense, but it's the reality. It's the reality. It's the reality. So folks, I mean, if you have a tablet, if you would like to donate a tablet to a child at Crescent, please give us a call, 661-467-2407. And if you're listening to this program in archives, give us a call. We have a new website. Yes, we have a new website. We have a new email, let me tell you. givebackjamaica@gmail.com. That's givebackjamaica@gmail.com. And we made it easy and simple. It is the same website name on Facebook, Give Back Jamaica Inc. And of course, if you have a Facebook link, you can just tune in, give us a like, chat with us there. You know, make your donation there at all. Give us an idea.
Okay. Is Sister Judith still with us?
Yes, well, I am.
Okay. So we're looking at COVID in Jamaica because, you know, as it relates to our donating these shoes, we don't know if school will be opening, as Dr. Ev was saying. They're going to be staggering. We're not sure what is going to go on. So while we are waiting, we're asking you listeners to make your donations, make your contributions. Everything and anything will be accepted. And another thing, I am, you know, calling on especially my listeners in Jamaica, and for Crescent Primary, I'm asking you all, I mean, don't take this COVID virus really, really, don't take it as a joke. It is serious. I mean, I am seeing firsthand COVID, the effects of COVID virus. You know, once upon a time, you'd say, I don't know anybody who, you know, contract COVID. I don't know anybody. I've never heard of anybody who died. You know, nobody, it's not personal, but now it's getting personal. Because I have friends who have caught COVID this week. I mean, three persons called me to say, hey, I got COVID. But luckily, these persons were vaccinated. Mm-hmm. I have my girlfriend in Jamaica, a teacher. I mean, I can't even come to grips with this yet. She did not take the vaccine. She caught COVID, and she died. A just young 55, 56-year-old girl. Young girl. Because me consider myself young. See, So it's very sad, and we need to take it very, 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 very serious. I am terrified of this thing.
I'll tell you this.
I am terrified of this thing. It's real. It's real. It's real. It's real. I am not telling people, I'm not forcing anybody to go take the vaccine, you know. But I think if you really love the people around you and care for the people around you, you take that vaccine, especially if you have kids. Take that vaccine so that you don't pass, you don't cause somebody else's death.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how all my co-hosts and you know feels about this.
Well, it's a personal thing. I mean, you know, sometimes you can preach all you can. A lot of folks have a lot. There are a lot of reasons why. It's not that they wouldn't, but they're just not comfortable yet. And you can understand there's skepticism. There's so much information out there, and some of it is very, very confusing. So folks need some time, and then, of course, there are folks who are very resistant to taking it as well. But I think it's a matter of choice. One has to do their research. Depends on how you package this. I mean, no matter what we say, no matter what we do, this is not anybody preaching to anybody, but one has to make an educated choice in doing this. This is one's body. But what I can say, though, we know the masks work because we really see it in effect that the amount of folks who have gotten the flu this year has drastically reduced. So because we've been washing our hands, we have been masking. And more than anything else, this virus is a virus that you can definitely destroy once you wash your hands that often and you're wearing masking and you're not huffing and puffing, or people are not huffing and puffing in your face, and the more, you know something,
Dr. M, you talk about huffing and puffing in face, and this is so funny. But you know, I can't stand when I go into a store and people stretching over you. Like, please keep your distance. They just walk up on you, especially those persons who are not wearing a mask.
Yes. And the thing about it, they're not vaccinated and they're not wearing masks and they don't care, because people believe that they should have their freedom. And certainly one should have their freedom. You can have freedom to walk too. I don't see that. You can have freedom not to wear a hat. You can have freedom to walk naked, but there you do. I mean, in our everyday life. So I think this putting on a mask, or it's not any different from wearing a glove to protect yourself when it's cold in the wintertime, or wearing spectacles because, you know, it helps you to see.
Well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I cannot understand the freedom. Oh, I need to have my freedom. Sure, you can have your freedom, but you don't have a freedom to really put somebody else's life at risk.
The minimum
we can do, wash up ourselves, and you wear your mask, because we know that works. There are folks who don't want to take the vaccine. I truly understand that. But I'm going to tell you something. Unless you want to go live in the bush, way in the bush, it is going to be mandatory pretty soon. So certain
pretty
offices.
Soon. Pretty soon.
Yes.
Pretty soon. You know, I am thinking about those persons who want to come to America.
Mm-hmm.
Those persons who want to, you find the visa lines long. People want to come to America. But you will not be able to come to America unless you can show that vaccine card.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I am hearing now that people are trying to buy vaccine cards.
Oh, absolutely. You know that will happen.
But there's a
database. You know that there's a big business.
But the thing is, why buy the card when you can't get the vaccine free?
Well,
why?
Because the reason why is they don't want to take the vaccine, but they want the opportunity to travel or the opportunity to participate in whatever event that will, they say, hey, if you're not vaccinated, you can't. So when the government say, hey, if you're vaccinated, then you can, you know, ditch the mask. But even some vaccinated people, a lot of folks that I know who are vaccinated and still choose to wear their mask. Well, of course, you have a lot of breakthroughs going on. I mean, tons and tons of people who are having breakthrough now. And remember, it's like we're in a petri dish. We really don't know the outcome of any of these. I mean, the hypotheses would say if you get a vaccine, therefore you'll be protected. But we're proving a little bit of that wrong. We have, with vaccine, you're always going to have breakthrough cases. But to the extent of these breakthrough cases now, this is something that we have to watch. The data is unfolding as we speak. And this is why sometimes you really have to understand. I mean, either way, you really have to understand why people don't do certain things, because they say, well, if I take the vaccine and I still can get it, why do I need to take it? Well, and I would say based on the data, those people who have breakthrough, majority of them, they don't have... the infection is not as deadly as if you were just contracting it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So which would you prefer? Because if I've taken the vaccine and if I contract COVID, then my chances of surviving is greater, way greater than if I had not taken the vaccine. I'd rather take the vaccine.
Absolutely. But then again, you have folks who say, since we don't know, because we haven't had this particular virus with us, at least that's what we think. Oh, maybe the virus was always laying there dormant, because that's what viruses do. They morph until they get an opportunity. They're opportunistic. So something has to happen, and then they go on the rampage. Right now, the variants, that's not unusual. This is what viruses do, because they want to survive. So they will huff and puff
morph
again.
Morph and change.
And sneak and hide and seek, because they have to survive. I mean, we can control it. Depends on what is. But that doesn't mean it's going anywhere. It is just lay down there for a while. But it's got to be with us. It's got to be with us, unfortunately. But hopefully, this is why we need programs like what we're doing, Give Back Jamaica. We're out in Jamaica. Listen, hold on there. Let me just back up a little bit. We have the prettiest woman per capita in the world. We have some of the fastest runners in the world. We have
Hold on, Dr. M. You're saying, say, we lick both with Chanawa?
Oh, you mean?
With Chanawa.
Exactly.
I mean, we're bad.
Yes. So what I'm saying, if we can boost all of the major thing there, we can boost that we can be able to find a scientist in Jamaica who can put this virus here in its place. So this is why we have programs like Give Back Jamaica. This is why we have our ex-scholarship program like Palace, where we reach out to our young people, because we will never be able to tell with the kind of folks that we have in Jamaica. Jamaicans, may I tell you, tomorrow, don't feel the way. Tomorrow, you might just open your paper and hear them say, a Jamaican find the cure for COVID. And I'm not laughing. This is a serious thing.
It just bring me back to the race that we saw a few days ago.
Oh!
1, 2, 3 again. 1, 2, 3 again. You know.
No, hold on.
You know, I can't laugh no more. I can't laugh no more, because Sha'Carri Robinson. You know, this Richard. What's your name?
Yes. Hold on. Don't talk about my family. Hey, sister, don't talk about my family people like that, you know. I'm too rich to see you on the call, you know, so be careful. Our people
please,
down.
Don't gang up on me. Don't gang up on me, please. Don't gang up on me. But my thing is, this little girl, I mean,
yes,
we felt bad for her when she got tested for positive for drugs the other day,
mm-hmm.
and she dropped out of the, you know, the Olympics. We felt bad for her. But here, this little girl hyping. If she had not hyped like that and she had lost so badly, she come last. You know? She come dead last. If we have been sympathetic to her, okay, she hasn't been running for for a little while, so we give her that. But this girl was so hype. I mean, I keep watching the meme when the Jamaican girl's passing her and giving her the look.
And then, you saw that? No, hold on. Let me just come in here, right? Yes or no? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, what people don't understand, you know. Jamaican people not hear from me joke, you know, when them are just up them serious and deadly.
It's serious, man.
So don't go and try and show off, because remember, although she claim, and with all respect, my dear sister, with all respect, but although she claims she one of the 6 fastest women in the world and nobody can take that away, nobody's trying to take anything from you. And performers and athletes, sometimes they're on their peak, and sometimes, you know, the brain thing, the psychology of it's not
a
physical thing. Right.
Experience.
Exactly. So when you talk about the 3 divas, them, first of all, them beat you time in the races, them. So what did she expect to come and fly past these ladies? Come on. Is she serious?
Is she just lost and degraded about losing. Go ahead, Judith. I hear you. Go ahead.
You know what? God have a way of cutting us down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go out and fly up your mouth and talk. Because the other way of just tripping you up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened to her. She gets tripped up. And she never knows that she would get tripped up so. Because she thinks
mm-hmm.
that we are because we're a small nation of people, our island, we easy to give up. No, it no works though. We just make you go and talk about you and talk, and then we show you with action. That's all.
We brought
but the thing
receipts.
She got
we brought all receipts.
Yeah.
But
the
girls
the
brought
about
the receipts.
But how on her, I mean, she never read about the Jamaican history panic when it comes to track and field. You know, she never, you know, Carl Lewis did have a problem with Hussein, you know, when Bolt a bowl pass Harlem record them. Him did mess up. Tyson Gay was messed up too. And, you know, hey, they're good athletes, but they're better athletes, and these are the Jamaican athletes. athletes. They're not only athletes, but they're good showmen.
Mm-hmm.
They're good sportsmen. You know, you don't go and show off and that
they're
because today you can do with the wind and whatever you have going inside of your head and your body, you can fly past like a breeze mill. Tomorrow, you, even at a race where you're good pan and you broke your own record, somebody might have just said something to you and that just mess up your thing.
Throw you off.
So,
yeah.
Exactly. So you really can't go there. And I know when you get, I mean, it must be shocking for her to get last. But
shocking.
Humble yourself.
She got last.
Humble yourself.
She didn't come last, you know. She came ninth. She didn't come last. She came ninth.
She come last.
She come last.
Wait,
she come last.
That's good.
No.
Oh, let me just take a chance and go back, get an opportunity to go back here, how this started. And folks, everything that we're saying here tied into. There are folks in Jamaica where would make Ati, and of course you remember Marlene Ati. You remember Miss Elaine. You know Miss Elaine and all of the divas, them. You have girls in a Jamaica who have made them look like them now. Try. But because they not get the opportunity, like we here at Give Back Jamaica is trying to reach out to these young students and say, hey, bring out on a dream because we're here to help you. Let me tell you something. I see some little 6 and 7 year old in some video. I do some diving contests. I don't know if you guys see some of the Facebook.
I saw a video of them jumping off the Kingston Wharf.
Dropping off at the wharf and I flip 3, 4, 5 times and I do something. Here we have divers.
And that is without training.
That is without training. That is without any kind of assistance. I mean, these are just some natural. So when
talented.
We talk about
talent
in Jamaica, folks, if we in the diaspora, and we're saying people in the diaspora, because if we send a dollar, it's stronger than if somebody in Jamaica even certainly give a dollar, the same dollar. Your dollar will go 150% or more. I don't know how much it's there. Right?
Yes.
So, folks, if you want to be proud of Jamaica, let us start with Give Back Jamaica. Give a child an opportunity for we to be proud. Because when we start to wear for with jape on our chest, the prouder we and the scream harder than we can find. But the harder you scream for them, will you see out there? We could end up screaming till we lose our voice even more if these people hear that we have in some country bush could get the opportunity to show them face in our competition, then we'll just walk or leave them. We won't even run, you know, because you don't have to run at that time. The people then would have just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Then start run, them have to stand up and watch them come in or do the lap twice. So this is how fast. And folks who are not Jamaican out there, I mean, forgive me, but if you really check the history, it's true me talking. I mean, and I exaggerate. Me just tell you what is a fact. The Jamaican people them were born upon them rock them, drink them water, and eat them half of yam, eat them cane. I'll me know say, Mrs. Celia, she wants yam off of people and cane. She could have run.
Yes.
Run upon cane bush.
Yes, man. Especially when the cane burn and
you start to run.
Start to run.
So, We have to learn to run fast from Kane Bush. We have to learn to run when people are fling stone and fire, when we go pick with them teeth, them mango. So that's why we can't run from a little bit. We can't run from a little bit. On a serious note, though, now, on a serious note, folk, listen to me, man. If we can get together and help build our nation, we talk about building nation here, and we have to do one child at a time. We don't know who are the next scientists are going to come up. We don't know who are the next person who are going to just change this world. Because if you want the world to change, you just give a Jamaican an opportunity, and they can make it happen. But we don't have a lot of opportunity, you know?
Don't miss an opportunity to make a difference in a child's life.
Yes.
Making change mm-hmm. start with mm-hmm. you. And with you giving back, that's making that change. And I am reminded of the motto of Crescent All Age or Crescent Primary, only the best is good enough.
Yes,
only
ma'am.
The best.
Mm-hmm.
No, look how shattered we are.
Only the best
is good enough. This is Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station, and we are giving back Jamaica. Yes. We're giving back. So, Dr. Ev, as you were saying earlier. The kickers club, you know, my favorite thingy. I see you've been posting the gold medals and the silver medals and the bronze and the titanium, all those metals. We have a lot of metals. Yes. And I'm so pleased. I am so pleased with what I'm seeing. So please, yes, the sponsorship program and the belly full and the bus. I mean, yes, you know, but this Kickers Club is my baby. I love it. And you know I love it. You know I love the metals. You know I love it.
Oh, absolutely. So, folks, we're talking about the metal. So let me just run down the metal then for you.
Yes, run down the metal then for me, please.
So the silver metal, of course, a lot of you know about the silver thing. The silver is when you donate one pair of shoes for a child, you get silver to go home with. Now, if you donate it, two pairs, you will get gold. The gold metal, I feel something there. So it's, you know what I mean, a little more shine, a little bit more something. Then when you donate three pair of shoes, now you is going on to the, which one is that now? Which one is that? The silver, gold, platinum. You go on to the platinum one. The one where kind of looks like silver.
It gets heavy.
Yes. The one where it's like silver.
Very light.
But you have a little diamond and thingy there. Then, when you do four pairs of shoe, can you imagine? Yeah, give four smiles. You know, we have to make that shine. So we give you diamond. That little metal, we are gear diamond now. Then when, yes, one shine bright like a diamond. So we're making the smiles a little bit brighter. Then we do five. No, you have the titanium. That's a
titanium.
Little,
titanium.
So then again, now we go and. If you do more over 10 or so, we have what we call the blue crystals. So we have one.
A what is?
So we have with wonderful friend, our KP, from and a lot of his friends, from Hampton, Virginia. I want to say big up to KP. He and his friends, yes, sir, give 20 kickers. 20 kickers. Yes. So he got the first blue, the blue crystal. So boy, that's something that looks nice, you know, really nice. So folks, if you want to get a nice crystal blue one, oh my gosh, can you imagine 20 pickney? And you are responsible for helping 20 wonderful children restore the smile of joy and dignity.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, joy, the joyous smile and the dignity to their soul, you know, what will do for that child. So that's what we're trying to do. And that's what we are doing. We stopped trying and we're doing. Another big up to the one and only, the diva herself, Peter Gay. Big up yourself. Woof, 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 woof. I'm telling you.
Peter Gay, big up to you, girl.
Yes, I'm telling you. I mean, that's an alumna who really, really strut our strut and really come forth and do our stuff. Peter Gay has reached out to, I mean, I don't know which networks, you know, reach out to. But when you have wonderful friends and you can really call on them for support, especially on this kind of a project, it is absolutely, and she's been reaching out to our folks at work, also our folks on the social media, and they have been responding. So we're almost at the halfway mark of 100 pairs of shoes. And trust me, she's responsible for 98% of the donation. So
the donation.
Big up, Peter. Mm-hmm. Yes, man. Yeah. Big up.
Yeah.
And folks, you know, picnic food grow fast and all of that. So what happened? We have decided to make this an annual project, and hopefully, if we have some student who really care them shoes properly, we can start to create a shoe closet in order to see if we can, you know, help each student, those who are not able to get a pair. But our intention is to fit each student.
Could you explain that shoe closet for listeners?
This shoe closet, you know, when you come on to, me don't know if some of them are going to school and the shoes might have dropped off on the way to school. The heel, the sun flash, the rubber bust out and there's something there. No laughing, something. So we're creating a shoe closet. So we have, as a matter of fact, a shoe and uniform closet, because eventually we're going to have, eventually we are going to have a real clothes closet, in that we're going to do uniform, and in fact, we will have some uniform to in a closet. So if there's an accident or a student need anything, we'll have that there ready to distribute. And we're going to welcome a special guest, 619. Good evening. Welcome into the show.
Greetings upon greetings, blessings upon blessings. It is Peter the Diva. Checking in with the Queen. How y'all doing?
Peter the Diva, my honor. Just give me a moment to just pronate before thee. You know, my sister, you need her. And don't tell me, say, boy, don't bother with it, because you're going to get it 100 times over. Thank you so much for coming in. Don't better go humble up and think, you know what I mean? Because you are responsible for so much joy.
When I tell y'all, this is a lot of work. This is a lot of work. But I am very thankful for my friends that they have always supported my shenanigans. So all I have to say is, hey, guys, I need something done, and they came through for me. So I'm still trying to push for more, but we're almost at 100, and that's a good thing because I think I started maybe, 2 weeks, Dr. M?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
yes.
Yeah, about 2 weeks, and they were rolling in, and today I got another one, so I got to add that to the spreadsheet. And I'm still working on it. I have it's called Life Health Academy. The lady, she's a doctor. She started her own school, but she's saying she's going to wait till month end because she normally does contribution to charities, but she has to wait till she can does her books. So she said by month end she will let me know if she's able to contribute because I'm not sure what other people she's donating to that she already had planned, but she'll also let me know if she's able to and what she'll be able to give. So I know it's kind of after our deadline, but given that Jamaica have curfews and stuff, it may delay school, so we may still be good.
Yes. And Diva, I really, really, I mean, the tenacity, I mean, you sit down on this, on the gas and you push hard and hard. Sometimes I have to be there because I try to create the flyer as soon as you send me something. I'll be there, boom, 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 create a flyer. And not only that, folks, one of the things in any organization is organization
yes.
in itself.
Yes.
And this diva here, may I tell you, as she gets something, she put it down, she tally it, she spreadsheet it, and boom, boom, boom. Immediately we know exactly where we are, who donated a shoe, what student. So what happened, folks, as we have 220 students. So as a shoe is donated, a child name is attached to that donation. And we have the figures going up. And this is the lady who is responsible for the intricate detail, bookkeeping, and putting all of the donors together. So big you up, Diva.
I mean, this is definitely a great project, and teamwork make the dream work. So along with, you know, the team, it would be great if our listeners join in and if they get their friends and family to join in. And this can go quick and smooth, and we can move on to the other things, the lunch and the bus fares and everything else that we have going. But in order for these children to be comfortable, they need shoes on their feet. Because I know a lot of us growing up in Jamaica, a lot of us probably walk barefoot many a time.
Yes,
so
yes.
I feel like if you're in a position to at least one shoe, that's just $30. We spend $30 easy every day. So it's just $30. One shoe, $30. One kid, happy kid. I just feel it's just so easy. It's so simple for most. But I don't know. I know it's COVID. I know times are hard for many, but I just feel like we spend $30 easy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like,
I agree with you. So agree with you.
That is true. We spend $30, I mean, easy. A little lunch and that's it.
Yes, easy.
It's very easy.
So
very
I don't
easy.
Understand. But it's coming along. All we can do is think positive thoughts, manifest a great outcome, and it'll all fall into place. It'll probably take us longer than we want to, but it's coming together. It just takes
Absolutely.
A little bit more work.
Yes, I totally agree with you. Hey, if you're on the line and you would like to join in the conversation, 661-467-2407. If you're on the phone, press 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will see an indication that you would like to join in the conversation. So press 1 on your telephone keypad if you'd like to come in and join the conversation, make a donation, and, get the thing going.
And if you would like to make a donation, CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com. That's PayPal, Give Back, Jamaica, and Zelle. You know, we'll take any kind of coins. You know, even if you don't have $30, we'll take anything because it all adds up. Remember, it all adds up. So if you don't have 30, guys, we'll take what you have.
Yes. Talk up the things then, Peter, dude. Talk up the things then.
All coins matter. All dollars matter.
Yes.
We will take what you have.
We definitely
just will. Remember, this
so
is for the greater
Peter,
good, okay? The greater good. Just remember, say, when only they grew up, nothing, only never have nothing. So if you're in a position right now to give back and think, just reach in your heart. Say, find, you know, that good spot in your heart. Say, you know what? Make me help one picnic. At least one picnic.
Are you
one.
Know, people, when we were growing up, we wished we had somebody to come in and help. You know, to come in and help.
True.
With a pair of shoes. I mean, not for we got school with barefoot. I mean, I may not have gone to school barefooted, but I've seen it.
Me,
I've seen it.
I was fortunate somewhat to have at least the basic needs, right? But everybody is not fortunate to have the basic needs. So now I am here living in America. I'm in Texas. Luckily for me, I joined the military and I kept contact. So like a lot of my donors are veterans.
Okay. Thank you for your
service. Lot of my donors are not even Jamaicans. Like they're like American, Caucasian. Like it's crazy. My donors are not even Jamaican. My donors are American, but I served with them in the Army. So they got my back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So those titanium donations.
Yes.
One of the two titanium donation is my boss and my big boss. So both my bosses were the titanium.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. What year you left Crescent?
I left Crescent. Oh my God, because I'm the young one. So. I left Crescent because I started Excelsior because I was class of 99 for Excelsior. And I left Crescent fifth grade because I passed on my first common entrance. So trace that back. I left Jamaica 99. I left my Crescent way after on because my mom went to Crescent too. Then my mom went to Stats. And she teaches, she used to teach at Jonathan Grant, and then she teaches at St. Hugh's, and then she was at Vauxhall till she graduated. Now she teaches adult students. She retired, and then went back to teach again.
Wow.
I'm 38. Just ask.
I'm bright.
You could have just said, oh, you'll be peace again. I would have been like 38. I'm loving it. I'm looking forward to 40.
I told you a while ago, thank you for your service. My kids are military.
Service.
Oh, thank you. What branch?
My kids, Army.
Okay, I used to be in the Navy and the Army.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So we're close then. And it's no wonder you're so disciplined at this kickers club thingy.
That's what I was telling Dr. Ev, like I am very meticulous and organized. Like I like things to be a certain way. I am very particular in how I feel things should be.
Yeah,
it got
right.
me this far in life, so.
Let me make an announcement, and I know this is going to be just first to your ears also, but my brain kind of works sometimes in a different kind of way.
We know.
Well, thank you guys for allowing my brain to work. We talk about the pandemic that has affected Jamaica so badly, and earlier I talked about, say, some of the people, them is a year since them to go to school, and we have kind of looming over right now whether or not they're going to be going face-to-face, at least the full time. Maybe they're going to be staggered or some part of it, depending on how this variant is operating. So in the midst, about 3-4 o'clock this morning, I came up with Give Back Jamaica Open Classroom. And I know we have some big time teachers. I mean, I know my sister Peter Gay. I mean, even if we're not teachers, yeah, well, you know, you're not gonna say call me, but everything we are call you for. So I know. competence. I mean, when you're competent, you have to get called upon.
A blessing and a curse.
Don't try. And I know Sister Cecile, Sister
That's
Judith,
my middle name.
Woo! I mean, Sister Judith.
Yes, Cecile is my middle name. Wow.
I have
two L's in mine, though.
Okay.
Oh, I have one L.
Yeah.
So, what we
My daughter's great-grandmother is Cecile. She has one L.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So what we're doing.
But go ahead, Dr. Eve. Go ahead.
What we're doing here is the open classroom. So it's Give Back Jamaica Open Classroom. And we're inviting all teachers from everywhere. On Facebook now, we can do live session with videos and all of that. And with Jamaica, we're able to connect, and we're able to connect with the students. And we would have an open classroom where the students would be able to get some help, homework help.
Wouldn't that mean the children would need devices?
Yeah, well, some of them do have. Some of them do have. But we're opening up not only to Crescent student, but we're trying to see
everybody.
Everybody in Jamaica in particular. So the teachers in the diaspora and teachers in Jamaica, they can come on in the Facebook platform. They can do a session. They can put math problem on the Facebook, you know, in a post. Folks can, even old folks like me, can still work on them too. Because I know, Peter, you usually do some nice little thing over on Caribbean Radio Show as well. Some math problems, some of these little
things. My little quizzes, my little brain teasers.
So I'm thinking that this would be a way for us to open up, for us to get teachers together, student together, get them some additional help. This is going to take a little while to break into.
Get off the
phone,
yeah.
But I think we can start from now, and hopefully this could like become this little open university, open classroom, in particular for Jamaican teachers who are abroad will be able to come, do some presentation. I mean, and just give life experience as well. Children, they don't have to just learn math and English. That is putting math and English together into life experience. So, for example, we could have a career day where a Peter would come in and, you know, talk about life as an Army person, as a Navy person, life as an HR person, and just give some life experience. This, and we have the videos, we can do video. I think they have whiteboard as well. We'll be able to do that there. So this is expanding Give Back Jamaica to Give Back Jamaica classroom. We're in the education setting. What better way than to just branch off into these areas, provide more resources? Hopefully we'll get an opportunity as we have bank account. once you have bank account and you're incorporated, then we're able to hopefully get somebody to write a grant. So we'll be able to provide more, more as we expand. So have folks coming in and say, hey, you're a 501c3 organization. It's tax deductible. We are not there yet, but we're in the direction to that. So anybody who does 501c3, I'm always saying that the backwards way, and you'd like to help us with our with getting registered with the federal part of it. We are registered with the state part. We're incorporated, so we're good. We have now our own bank account. We'll be able to do a lot more things. So hopefully part of the projects going forward is to provide those students who don't have any form of gadgetry that can go on the internet, could be a notebook, fire, whatever, all of the fire stuff.
Yeah, those tablets. Those, but the biggest obstacle that I see where it's difficult to assist Jamaica in a way is customs, right? I feel like it is the biggest obstacle ever. Because you always got people who want to send stuff, right? Whether or not you have a device that you used it, but you upgraded, still have the old one. But what happens is when it's time to mail it to Jamaica, the mail costs more than the device itself.
Right.
So a lot of people are so not into using the mail system, because not only did you pay for it on this end, whoever you send it to on their end has to now pay for it to get it.
Yes. And what we'll what we'll do, now we're incorporated, as a matter of fact, HB was just in touch with somebody at the embassy. There's a letter that we can get. So that will get us through custom, the duties of custom. There's an administrative fee still, even if you get the custom waive, the small administrative fee, we will still have to pay that. That's just it. So if we only have to deal with that, fine. However, once we have, for example, HB is going back to Jamaica, and most of the time we rather send a representative to hand carry certain things, or there is, you know, way of doing things, and that's what we're trying to do. Because now we're incorporated, we can now present things in a different way. So going down, you know, moving forward, we're going to be able to. As a matter of fact, we had one person who was interested in donating some shoe, and I think HB had connected to the embassy, somebody he knew there, and he, you know, was able to get some of the paperwork done, just in case when he takes it to Jamaica, the custom thing is going to be taken care of. But of course, there's administrative fees too. So, but these are things that we're working on. So if we have gadgets that we need to send, somebody will take that, or we'll package them and ship them. Because you're correct, just to ship something to Jamaica, it is too much money. So what we're also looking at is business in Jamaica, to do the business
where you can do the purchase from there.
Exactly, like we're doing the shoes.
Because that was going to be what I was thinking. Even with the shoes, is it possible that when HB go down, HB could purchase the shoes in Jamaica versus bringing the shoes from here to there?
That's what we're doing. We are right now in negotiating with, and I don't wish to, probably shouldn't call the name, a major shoe company that has head offices here in the United States as well. And it would be so much better, because our policy is to fit the shoe. Not only
cheaper. Certainly it would be cheaper and more convenient. But
more
we
convenient,
want to
yeah.
take a child and fix their shoe to make
sure
it fits. So if the child sits down to fit the shoe, you know, we have them walk around a little bit with their exciting self and say, hey, it's a bun your foot because we don't want a con come for your foot, you know, and a bunion. So
people don't cut
sure
out foot no more.
Exactly. Yes. You know,
I mean, me I wonder, I remember when my mother used to buy me shoes, she used to make me draw my foot and cut out shoes and foot and fitting. Them not cut out shoes, foot no more?
No, they're more sophisticated. They have their shoe size in size.
Yes.
Where you set your foot, and if you're a size 9, they, you know, graduated to your shoe size. It's so you put it, slide it up, slide it down, so you
yeah.
get the actual real fit.
Right.
Of the shoe.
Okay. I mean,
but
I'm just trying to see.
Then
I was
then
like,
draw, put some paper and cut it out no more.
Okay. I mean, I know we have the little tools then, but me just wonder if when, you know, if you buy shoes over here and something, you know, if, because she said we have to try the shoe, but I'm like, imagine trying to bring 220 kids somewhere to get shoe size, fit shoe, get
no.
foot fit, all of these things.
No,
in a quarantine and curfew.
Okay, no, I don't think you would take all the kids at once.
No, you're not take them all at one time, but
yes.
may I say, Jamaica have curfew hours, all right?
Lock down.
Yeah. So
exactly.
I'm
going to try to figure out how the logistics would have actually
okay.
work.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here is what we're proposing. We're proposing you have this fantastic list, I mean, with a core of what the shoes of this child is. All of the 220, thanks to Ms. Lewis and Ms. Norty, you put those lists together. However, by the time we reach September 3rd, a couple of picnic food big.
Grow.
Yes. So this is why we want to make sure that we have them try on the shoes and we make sure so that it fit them. Here is what the proposal is, what I'm proposing. For example, we're going to Lewis Shoe Company. We will send the list to Lewis Shoe Company and say, hey, we need 220 pair of shoes. Pull all of these shoes and hopefully either we will pick them up, take them to the school because somehow they would stagger the school and we will call, the teachers will call the students if they're going to be in the curfew thing. And we were planning to make a big deal of it, have a nice social, and all of the children will come, 220 come, and do that. But I spoke to Mr. Francis, the principal, and I, you know, we were kind of toying with that. Each student, and of course, your list is broken down into the classroom. Some classroom, there are 5 kids, sometimes 6 or 7. Every student could just go to their classroom and their shoe box would be tagged with their name. So coming from the shoe company. So your shoe company would get the list, put a tag with the John Brown name on it. So takes it to the school. We know John Brown belonged to Miss Lewis. We know Tom Jones belonged to Miss Norty. Et cetera, et cetera. We give them out. So we won't have a crowd to do that. So we won't have them going in droves there. Now, if Tom Jones' shoes are Bunnings, and we don't want that, we would say after we finish our fitting session, we'll call back the Ms.
The
Lewis
company
and say, hey, we have 6 picnic who we think they could do a size up or a size down. We're going to bring them back. And they, at that point in time, we definitely know them size. And we say, hey, we want 2 size 5 in boys, 2 size 6. get it back to the school.
Well, it sounds like HB got his work cut out for him when he touched down in Jamaica.
Oh, absolutely. I say to the folks, you know, people don't understand charity work. Charity work is work. And when you're possessed by charity work, it's harder work than when you do work for a job.
Do regular work, seriously. Because the compassion is what's getting you. Like,
exactly.
You want to be like, no. But then you're like, gosh, my heartstrings. You know, because remember I was telling you, Dr. Ebb, I am exhausted. I am tired. I have to work. I'm a single parent. I have all these things going. And I'm like, oh, I am exhausted.
All right,
but then I'm like, man, these kids.
Let's go to the phone. I'm bringing 732. Good evening and welcome to Give Back Jamaica. Who did?
Good evening.
Good
evening.
Hi,
good night.
Hello, good night.
Hello, good night. Who is, what am I?
It's multiple of us talking. You have Pizza the Diva on the line.
Yes.
You have your whole
okay, good.
Video.
Oh, good night. This is Auntie Marcella.
Auntie Marcella!
Auntie Marcella! Yes, I want to remind Sister Eve about her number.
Okay, I will. Now, for folks, listen. All the folks, the women who sponsor children, their aunties, and the men who sponsor their uncles. So if you hear we call folks auntie and uncle, it's the African way of doing so. So this is Auntie Martella, and she has a beautiful young man that she saw. She said, boy, the boy handsome enough. So, she has, Lord, be careful about calling me. I'm calling me too big and long. I've been known
for
a
while. Yeah, we
can't manage it. We can't manage it. So, we're going to call him.
No, hold on. Let us hear her name.
Go on, Auntie Martella. Try calling
her. Never mind, me just... Yeah, I'm just here enjoying the program and see a lot of people, you know, coming on to give back, and that's nice.
Yes, man. Yes. Also, there is a friend of yours that you, Angela, that you recommend to the program. I was able to send her a chat today, as a matter of fact, today, and she promised that she would get back to us and, you know, do a little something. So thank you for spreading the word.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm glad she's getting in touch with you.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you, Auntie Marcella.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes, thank you for being an auntie.
Yes, to me.
It feels
so good.
Raise a child.
Yes.
Talk to us about
so
the
she's
experience.
Doing the $70 a month one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Josie,
that's a commitment right there. I applaud you.
Yes. And she called today. She sent her first. As a matter of fact, her first donation was more than the $70. And she called today to set up with our new account coming up for the sense. So this is what I just really bring me joy. So talk to us. I know you don't get an opportunity yet, Auntie Marcella, to talk to your Al Jazion. I hope I said that correctly.
Just call him
so
Al.
We call him Al. We just call him Hal. Talk to us about, you know, I mean, I know you don't talk to him yet, but how does it make you feel? Tell the people them how this thing make you feel and the opportunity.
Yeah, you know that I have a lot of nieces and nephews, but I mean, for this one, It's like you feel so good in your heart to see that you can give up. I remember when I was going to school, if I had somebody, you know, let's say get somebody foreign to send you something, you'd have feel so nice. So, you know, I'm really happy that I get the opportunity to give back, you know. So it's not my flesh and blood, but I mean, it's my nephew.
Yes, yes.
And I'm
yes.
sure he'll definitely yes. appreciate it.
Come on.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I feel Auntie Martella. I know this girl personally, right? So whatever she's saying, she wish she had somebody aspiring to give her something while she was in school. You know, it would have bring such joy. And I've said it over and over and over. A lot of us would have reached much, much further in life, especially in our educational endeavors, had we have somebody to help, to push us along, you know? But we were poor. And, you know, poor, when you're poor, you know, man, is a crime. It's a crime.
Your true sister.
It's a crime. You know, you
yes.
have a morning time to go to school. You have to sometimes go catch water, river, you know? I mean, these kids might not do that, no, but we did that back then. Go look wood and set up wood fire and boil a little tea and go to school. And we did good. But let's say we had more help. We had somebody up there in the help. We would have been better off.
True.
You know?
True. Yeah.
So
yeah,
I can agree
because,
with Marcella.
Yeah, man, it's true. Because, you know, that is a lot of, you know, it's 11 of us my mother have, you know.
Oh.
11 of us, you know, when 11 children get together, what
that's
can
a
go
lot.
On? That's a lot. That's a lot.
Well, it was 12 of us.
Yeah. Well, you got one more for me.
Yes.
Well, my family,
my mom's side is small, so I didn't have 11. I have a lot of siblings on my father's side, but we didn't grow together. But as far as on my mother, I had two brothers. So it was just three of us that my mother have. And then I have only one. I'm good with one. Children are expensive.
I know.
Times are changing. People aren't having as many babies as they used to back in the day, right? Like,
because
when you think about grandparents and stuff, it's like they had a lot of kids, and then you're looking at it now, the numbers are dwindling. Like, nobody's having a lot of kids anymore because they're very costly.
Yes, it's true.
So, Marcella, Auntie Marcella, first hand, you're a first hand person. You're privy to this information. So tell the listeners. Tell them how good it did make you feel to give back and encourage them. Give them a word of encouragement to give back.
Yeah, man, I would like to encourage all listeners, if you're listening, it feels so good to have, you know, to give back to your country, give back to your school, to help somebody who really, really need it. And, you know, I was saying that when the child realized that he or she have a auntie or uncle abroad, they will have a big smile. But Sister F said, no, not no smile, a big laugh, man.
A big laugh.
You know, so you're going to feel, you feel so happy in yourself that you can give back, give to somebody, man. And I wish, you know, and I hope and pray that a lot of listeners will just give back, you know, and make somebody, a little child feel special.
Yes, guys, let's get those numbers up, guys. We're halfway there. Okay, CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com. That's PayPal and GiveBackJamaica@gmail. That is for Zelle. Anything will do, guys. Anything will do. Even if you just have one $5. If a bunch of them is sending $5, that I got add up. And I understand me saying everything add up, $5, $10, $15, whatever you have, all dollars matter.
Every mickle make a muckle. I don't know what that means, the mickle and muckle thing, but every mickle them say make a muckle.
All coins matter, okay? Don't feel bad if you only could do $5, guys, okay? We'll still appreciate what you have. sky what you're able to give. But let's dig deep and let's get these kids some shoes, because we already know ain't nothing nice like walking on hot asphalt and gravel.
So this is Judith. So what is the number of shoes we're up to, the actual number?
We are at 98, I believe. Don't get me lying, because I got a donation today, and I didn't get the opportunity to add it, but I have a handy-dandy book, so let me open up my little notepad.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because Dr. Ed, when I text y'all, I think I told you 98.
98? Yes.
It was
yes.
like 97 last night, and then I got one today.
Yes.
I want to say it's 98.
So we're at 98.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're actually halfway there.
Okay.
Yes.
So I am going to put two pairs.
Yay!
So we're 100. So we're taking it. We're taking it up now.
Oh,
so people out in Radio Land, let's go.
Oh, wow.
Who's going to be the first one to make it 101?
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Well, I will give one to make 101.
All right.
But we can't give one.
So, Judith, you said you're doing two?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll send the thing in the morning.
Okay. And Dr.
Right.
Ev, you say you're doing one?
Yeah, but you know, some of them do only one. But did you say 101?
Manua. So we're at 100. Thank you, Judith.
You're quite welcome.
You know, when you travel, you reach halfway the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're almost sure you're going to reach the other halfway.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I will make a post today and hit my friends again to see, let them know, and that way they can all keep going, because I was silent most of the day.
So
I was watching track and field. So,
so this is Marcella. What's the PayPal address you say?
Caribbean Radio Show at Gmail.
Caribbean Radio Show at Gmail.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But Marcella, have you set up your PayPal account yet?
No, I don't say, I have a PayPal account, but I want to know. I was going to beg some of my friends, huh?
Okay.
She has already set up her PayPal account, but she wants to beg her friends. So are you asking that all your friends should donate?
Yes, so I want to take the PayPal. There's a PayPal account.
They should do the same thing that you are doing. Go to their PayPal account, and from that you put the email address in.
That's the Caribbean Radio Show at Gmail.
Right.
Yes. Or if they're doing Zelle, it's givebackjamaica@gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to see if I get a couple friends, because, you know, everybody crying.
Mm-hmm. Everybody crying. Everybody are bald, but some are bald, but some of you are water for bald. They're not for sure.
So, you know, it's like the guy who said, boy, you know what? They have one banana and I think so hard. I'm going to eat the banana and go up in that tree and say, boy, I'm going to do it. Then eating banana, of course, everybody knows the story, and fling down the skin. And somebody else has and check up his skin and deliciousness. The man looked down and said, but stop. Let me have it so bad. If me still have a dash boy. You know what I mean? I want me to do up here, sir. Somebody eat me a dash boy.
Somebody
and enjoy it, so him just come down off a tree
And that's how life is. So sometimes we believe that tough on our side, and you only have to look what tough is with somebody else. And then you say, but, oh, my gosh, I need to be grateful. I know that I really more than have enough sometimes. So much so that if not even did I give it away, now, I might throw it away.
Throw it away.
Yes, 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 yes. So,
there's beauty in giving back. It's the person you're giving and yourself. It makes you feel better about yourself as a person. You know, all of us have that humanitarian instinct, but sometimes it just needs to be prodded and dug out of us.
I think so. I'm just hearing Auntie Marcella talk, and you know, I've listened to her quite a few times. It's just like Auntie Judith when she talk about her Nathaniel. And she had an opportunity to talk to me. Sister Judy, talk to me about Nat. I'm here. Talk to me about your Nat.
Let me tell you, the young man is the sweetest thing on this face, the side of glory. He doesn't speak like a second grader or somebody who's going into second grade or first grade, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like a much older child.
Okay.
Very respectful. Call me Miss all the way through. Miss. Yes, Miss. And how are you today, Miss?
I can't remember, nobody called me this.
How old is he today? How old is he?
He's 7, 8. Yeah.
Going into eight.
Okay. So he's going into second grade?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I picked him, but I never knew of his background. I knew nothing about the child. But I soon learned that he has sickle cell, which even drew me much closer because I have a nephew who just turned 13 who has sickle cell. And I know what they go through. You know, I know what they go through in life.
Yes.
So that kind of like pulled me closer to him. You know, but he's a dog.
Wow.
I must say. Yeah,
he's a dog.
And
well,
Diva Sister, Diva Pita?
Yes.
Pita Gang? I just want you to know, I just sent that through. So you're good.
Awesome.
I just sent the money for my two pairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I added you to the spreadsheet. So we are good. And I just made a Facebook post to let everyone on my timeline know where we're at. And so they could keep it coming.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I just think this is just so absolutely marvelous. So, I mean, if we are doing excitement here, really and truly, can you imagine the smile on their face, the laugh on their face they do? I mean, it is going to be tremendous. Me thinks I'm really happy more than them for the school. Me thinks so. Because I remember from the days when we are talking about shoes. Sometimes we are talking about when we are barefoot. My son said, oh, mother, don't bother with the barefoot thing.
What would be a good thing, man? What would me like a barefoot thing? Me like a barefoot story.
Me can't wear barefoot no more. My foot too soft. My foot too soft now. Fair walk barefoot. Not soft.
in an
no,
empty
sir.
I don't have to train you put them. I don't know
let
what
train
the
them.
You see, Dr. Ev. Peter Gay didn't have it more than me and you.
Achoo.
So she never used to what? Here for
let us touch somebody.
I mean, achoo. I'm not going to lie. You're probably right.
Like
you are
Peter
correct.
I never had the opportunity to walk barefooted. I can truly say, you know, me did have more than most.
Mm-hmm.
Me have my shoes. Me have me people at my forest.
My uniform.
Have, you know,
yeah,
uniform.
Nice.
You're well done. Me used to board out.
Yeah, my mother saw so me did have uniform.
My mother went police. You know.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know, me not know what that is, but I cannot imagine in all seriousness. Me know people you saw at barefoot got school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot imagine to walk barefoot and to be hungry at got school. Me never put no dumpling in my pocket. me drink bush tea, yes. Me drink bush tea and me eat hardcore bread. And me have to walk at school, especially when me used to live at St. Mary. But, you know, it was fine. That was back in the day.
Yeah, I only walk if the bus not run because me live at Spanish Town, but me go to school at Kingston. So,
mm-hmm.
two bus and one taxi. If bus not run, me I walk the miles, but yeah, always I walk with people, so everything all right.
No.
But
we used to be nice
and strong.
You know, at the opening of school, when school opens, you get one pair of shoe. And it was always like a leather loafer where my mother
the penny
always
loafer.
Had the shoe missing. The kind of loafer, the kind of strap cross with cheese bottom.
This one had funny asphalt. You would think I have a cheese bottom.
No. And, you know, it was always like the right foot always straight up because it's leather. My mother used to make sure we get on good shoes because at 12, she never have no time to go and no money to go buy no more. So she make we get nice, strong shoes because she hustled during this summer. She hustled. Right?
My mother used to buy
a
penny loafer for me, but they used to be the front curl up like leprechaun.
One foot used to stretch out, and when you walk, you can't run it. When you run it, just fling off of your foot. But we used to wet them, like wet them up, and make the leather get tight again. Yes, we used to wet them up and make the leather get tight again. But trust me, I mean, we enjoyed those days. I mean,
I did.
Yeah, experienced those things. We really enjoyed those days. And it took me all the way. I mean, I was poor even up until Dinfield. When I was in fourth form, I never have electric light in my house. I love me. I use at the homework at night time.
Oh my!
Wow.
I burn cow dung. I tell you something. I have been there. Done. I burn cow dung to massacre destroyer. Cause when evening come, we live by Angels close to the canal, in the bush there. So when evening comes, the mosquito come with the evening.
Mm.
And we used to light the mosquito, the cow dung. We used to collect cow dung, dry cow dung, and burn that. We run with the mosquito them.
Yeah.
And sit down and do a homework on a lamp. Sometimes we smell ear a burn. Guess what? Somebody ear catch a fire. Yes, somebody ear catch a fire because we crawled up around the lamp at the homework. Somebody ear catch a fire. Yeah.
Well, you see, humble beginnings make you the person you are now, right?
I can appreciate life.
You make you appreciate things, yes.
I can appreciate life. You know, and sometimes when I see situations where I can't really give back, it really hurt my heart because I know what hardship is. I know what it is to be poor.
Yes, this is
You know, sometimes
true.
I remember times when, because we're poor in school, you know, you don't have no lotion if you put by your foot. You still use coconut oil. When mama comb her morning time, she use it. She rub her hand all over with skin and with face, and we look shine, but we go on a school.
Shiny.
You know, have on a perfume. Have on a perfume and all them nice things. You know, and you know, teachers, you know, a lot of teachers, and that is what drove me to become a teacher. A lot of teachers decry kids who are poor, you know. Your hair not smell nice with no nice shampoo. You look, I mean, what do you call it? The ear glow pomade, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is all
here.
And sometimes when you learn to comb your hair yourself, you plot them up on the wrong side.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you look lamp bright, but teeth and a pee on a mind, because guess what? You're not confront a rich yard.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can't get a teacher, so you get left behind.
What school
you know?
Do you teach at now?
I don't teach anymore, sweetheart.
Oh, I don't teach anymore.
I basically do stuff online, like, you know, write essays and term papers and so on for online students.
Okay.
So I'm not in classroom per se.
Okay. I was telling them my mom was a teacher, but then my mom retired, mm-hmm. but now she teaches that. I don't want to say it's art. I don't think it's art. I can't remember. But she teaches
art
adults
academy,
now,
art
right?
Academy. The art academy.
And I'm not sure if that's... I can't remember what she teach right now. Cause my mother's still in Jamaica. But my mother, when she retired from Vauxhall, she decided to go back to teaching. But instead of teaching youngsters, she went to adults. But I can't remember what she teach right now off of the top of my head.
Okay.
I can't remember. But yeah, my mother and my stepfather was a teacher. My stepfather actually taught PE at the school that I went to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're not strangers to poverty. You know, we're not strangers to that. So we know what's going on. We know what time it is, as a saying, but we know what time it is. You know, so
yeah.
I improve listeners, you know, and definitely, you know, those who have walked through the doors of Gates of Crescent all age, you know, come out and buy a mash and your sky juice and,
oh,
you know.
My.
So
mush.
When y'all went
to Crescent, what color uniform did you guys wear?
I wore green.
Dr. Evan and I wore red. And green. And I wore green also.
I wore green.
Yes, green. Yeah.
I left in 1982. Yeah.
Oh. Huh? Which class were you in, Judith?
Miss Lawrence. This is Lawrence.
Oh,
I can't remember none of them people.
Mr.
Yes,
sister.
Ma'am.
Okay.
I can't remember people name. I can't remember nobody name.
In 19...
Only the principal me remember. Principal Reed.
Yeah,
I used to go to St. Catherine Primary first, and then I switched to Crescent. So
okay.
I went to Crescent only for fourth and fifth grade year.
Okay.
My mother moved me from the people them school.
Okay, we went to Crescent all our years.
All my years.
All our years.
I only was there for one year. 1 year, and that was it.
And then I
passed common entrance for St. Catherine I, and that's it.
And that's
okay. Yeah, I mean the Excelsior. So I was just there fourth and fifth grade year.
Okay.
So I can't remember who and what I was, but
it
yeah.
is really dear,
mm-hmm.
really dear to my heart. I mean, all of my siblings, all 12 of us went to Crescent, all age. All 12 of us. You know, so my mom had at some point in her life, my mom had a child in every class.
Jeez.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'd be sitting in her class, and when you look out, you see your mother. Mama, she pick up herself and come to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah,
sometimes, I know you should come out, you know, but for your class, you know, because she was a 6-yard crescent all age, my mom, because she knows she never rich, and as the saying goes, so like if you're in the hospital and you're not getting a visitor, the nurse, they not treat you right. So my mother showed up at school because she wants teacher to treat you right.
Mm-hmm.
You see? She was always there. My mother wasn't like a brilliant. She wasn't a brilliant woman. My mother could hardly read. She could only take her money when she got married.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But she made sure. She does things to make we survive. And, you know, as I said before, I am happy for the life that I had. It was rough, but it has taught me so much.
Yeah.
It has taught me to be humble.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. When we tell people, say, me sleep in a Spanish store market pan stall with my mother. I sell in a market when me I got into technical high school. I had no shame in my game because that was what was sending me to school. I made that market. I sell yam, banana, orange, green plant.
Hey, I have to do it now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any of you guys, apart from Dr. Ev, have, you know, passed in those years, have passed and seen people selling ackee on the side of the road.
Me, I sell ackee and breadfruit. I keep breadfruit everything on the side of the road. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Tell them about the ackee and the breadfruit.
Lord of mercy. I mean, you have mango, ackee, breadfruit, star apple, orange.
Mm-hmm.
Have
the good things then.
Mm-hmm.
Apple.
Except on the roadside. I mean, pear, just about everything
then.
That we were able to find on the little yard farm we had. We sell it out the road. That's how we survived. My mom sold at the school, at Crescent School. So when your mama forgot Crescent School, my mom come out school every day because she has sell at the school.
I saw Miss Lynette. Remember, I know Miss Lynette.
Yes.
We know her.
Of course. That's my mother. That's how we survive. So when you have folks really look at we talk how we survive, and ladies, except for Rich, for Rich, Peter Diva.
Are we Rich? What could have caused this blasphemy?
I
want to call myself rich, but I wouldn't say I was poor. I was still poor, but I wasn't poor, right? Like, I wasn't poor. My mama did what she had to do, okay? My mama did her little school loans and everything so she could go get an education, become a teacher, and then she tried her best with me and my siblings. You know what I mean? And if she could come over here and work, clean up somebody, work like a CNA, because my mama got many talents, clean up people's basically crap. And so she could bring back some stuff, make sure we had stuff for school. So she did what she had to do, so I wouldn't say I was rich, but I wasn't poor. There's a difference between poor and poor.
It's privilege. Once in a while, I forgot to sleep in a market and sell things by the roadside.
No, me never. You're correct. Me never have to sleep in a market.
Yeah.
So we catch a many owls. We catch a many owls till my mother gets it together to get our own owls. But we did catch a many owls. But,
yeah. I mean, on a serious note, girls, and aunties, it's an honor to see we can join together from our humble beginnings and from the most privileged beginning. And here we are working together.
Together.
Working together. I mean, for the cause. those who are privileged, more privileged, can understand, you know, how it is. And those of us who are more humbler situations can understand how it is when we talk about those kind of a situation that we were in.
Mm-hmm.
So we can better understand these children. And although our circumstances, where we usually have a grunt thunder, we call this grunt thunder, we just have to shine it up with some coconut oil or Vaseline.
Grunt thunder.
How to make no dust come from it, because you see the dust stick out from the Vaseline and shine.
I'm saying thunder. I used to get greased up too. I used to get greased up, okay? I used to sit over pan and wash clothes, hang up clothes out the door, and all of these things, yeah? So,
you know what I'm saying?
I have to make it clear. I have to make it clear, say, regardless if you didn't have a little bit of something, you're still there to do the same something where the poor people them are do, except walk barefoot.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
Not
goodness.
True. Sad truth.
That is true, Peter Gay. We, you know, that is true. But the real hardcore things, Peter Gay, you ever got a river go catch water?
Yeah? That me ask.
Yeah, me got a river go catch. I used to live at Delaware City first before my mother got Elton Park when she finally can buy a house. Me used to live at Delaware City. Me used to walk and catch water and run boat out a door and sit down and use kerosene lamp and sit. So yes, mm-hmm. We had a better roof over with Ed, but in order mm-hmm. to keep stuff running, you have to make a little sacrifice to keep the things that need to be kept running. So everybody have their own struggle. The struggle not the same, but everybody have their own little struggles.
Yes.
Some
but I always know that there's people
because...
worse off than me. I always know even to this day.
Yes,
there's
some
people always
worse
than me.
Like me. We go out back to the road and sell back. And there were times where we had to go buy like half a bread from shop.
Half a bread.
Half a bread.
Big July. Yeah, some chicken box. Something salt. Yes.
Yes, some of us were worse than some. You know?
Yes, some people just have it worse than others.
Mm-hmm.
That's made us into
true.
Better persons. Auntie
exactly.
Martin, I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm still here. Is everybody out there, you know? My daughter's great-grandmother wasn't a person who could read and write, and she raised a doctor. My daughter's grandmother is a doctor. A lady that couldn't read and write raised a doctor. My grandmother was the same thing, raised a teacher. So you don't have to always be your circumstance. You can always come out and think it just takes a little bit of work, but you don't ever have to be your situation.
That's true.
There's a maga kawabul muma.
Yo, Jamaicans and their things they say. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yes, you see, your grandmother couldn't read, but she raised a doctor. So
but she
really,
you can say they're raising doctors and teachers. So, you know, I don't know. And it makes me a better individual knowing where I come from, and then it's making me be an even better mother because now I want to give my daughter what I didn't have, right? You always want to provide more than what you had. So I just always feel, you know, with a little help, everybody can change your situation, mm-hmm. but they have to want to change your situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. So all we could tell these kids, listeners, you know, you are not your situation. And a little hard work and a little help, don't be afraid to take assistance from people. You don't let your pride get in the way of asking for help.
Absolutely.
That's just how I look at it. If you need it, you need it. Ask.
Yes. Well, I'm telling you, I feel so privileged among you ladies. And always, Sister Cecile, thanks for having me hang on with you every week.
And me.
And yes, Of course, it's a special privileged guest, Diva. You hear what your name,
yes.
Diva. Still Diva.
Yes.
And Auntie Martella, I mean, oh, wonderful. And, of course, my sister who always in the background there. I go on, I listen up. You know, but I like the people
do this.
I listen up. The one I know.
Yeah, we just are listening.
And thank you to my donors. I appreciate you all. Okay, can you know me just share the link? Someone
yes.
Bigging up. Big up my Texas people them. Big up on yourself. On a come true for me. On a send me on the coins. I'm going to check on the coins when I send it. So just keep sending the money. I make these kids get some shoes from them foot. Make them get them nice things them, yeah? Right.
Yes. I'm Diva. You Texas people never understand Jamaican.
Me long enough to know at least there's something important me say. You know, I already know that when me talk, them listen. My people, them love me, you know, when me talk, when me open my mouth, I'm going to say something, them know, say I saw it go.
Yes.
I'm talk, oh my talk. God. So if me talk, them know, say a real thing.
They understand how long they me ask you. I talk to them.
Them me know where you, me know where you ask me. I mean, I say even if them not understand, them know say when I open my mouth, or something important. Me I say.
Okay.
So even if them I just nod or whatever, them know say something important. Come in a talk just for talk. Me talk. I have something for say. So them already know. So big up on yourself, Killeen Texas. My army BS. Big up on yourself, my soldier friend them. Yeah, right, true.
Big up on yourself, Killeen, Texas. Okay, thank
you
so much. Thank you so much. I mean, the program Give Back Jamaica is making strides. Thanks to all involved, that it's Elm. Thanks to you all donors. Thanks to the Crescent School faculty, especially persons like Miss Lewis, Miss Naughty, and the big man, the principal, Mr. Francis. Let's give back. I implore all our listeners and alumni to give back to a child. Remember, it takes a village to raise a child. And this is where we say good night.
Good night.
Good
love
night.
You guys.
Peace and blessings.